1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we've been looking at the vehicle that drives our faith over the finish line. Everybody wants to see the results of their faith. And so we found out, like a pilot has to be instrument rated in order to fly in a fog or in a storm and still keep the right path, we liken that to not using our five senses, but using the Word of God. When you use the Word of God over your senses, you are now flying with the instruments and you're going to stay on the right track. So we want to just pick it up and see what God's giving us today.
But Ephesians 2:6 says, we have been seated together with Christ in heavenly places. Positionally, not conditionally, right? We have been seated together with Christ in heavenly places. Christ came and He changed my condition and He gave me a brand new position. And I'm telling you, in this year 2020 coming up, listen to me. In the year 2020, we're going to speak it and we're going to see it take place. We're going to speak it, we're going to decree it, we're going to see it take place. And that night, the 29th, when we have our talent contest, Simone will be jumping up and down doing ballet and singing. When we have our talent contest, she's going to be doing something. When we have our talent contest, we are going to have Dr. Rick here and myself and maybe one other or two others, and we're going to bring 5 minutes each of a word, just 5 minutes for the new year. And you're going to, I want you to take out your phones and record it. Yeah? You're going to take your phones out and record it. Amen. I was in Denmark the one time, and I was preaching there, and we started the service at 7. It finished around about 10-ish. The place was packed out, maybe 500 people in there. And God told me, pray for the people. I said, okay, I'll pray for the people. So I want to pray. He said, no, individually. I said, what? Say what? Have you ever had to say that to God? Say what? Individually, it's 10 o'clock. Pray for this packed house individually. Okay? You're going to prophesy. I'm not a prophet. I know, but you can prophesy. You don't have to be a prophet in order to prophesy. All right? And because you prophesy does not mean you're a prophet. Oh, God, we've got to teach some people some stuff. Am I right? Yeah. All right. So I get down off the altar, and they've got this line. I mean, there's two lines. It's going right around the building inside, like twice. And I'm standing there, and that's where I met the cowboys. Remember, we have the cowboys come every year from Sweden. And they're standing. There's about five of them helping me. And I'm just speaking to it, and God's just giving me a prophetic word for each and every one. I was flabbergasted. I could not believe I was saying these things. Because it was God. I wasn't saying it. And I was just prophesying. Like just 2 minutes, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And the people started taking their phones and coming up. Can I record? I'm saying, go ahead. I want to hear them myself, you know. And I was prophesying. And I saw three results by the end of the next day of what I had prophesied. It was just absolutely astounding. God can do anything. When you are, if I had to look at my condition, I would have failed miserably, and those people wouldn't have got the word. And one woman was a Muslim, and she needed the word. She got, my God, it was amazing. And other people got words. That I kept getting testimonies for months afterwards. But if I considered my condition, I'm not a prophet, rather than my position, they would not have received that. Amen. And so So now, I'm going to give you an analogy. I'm in Christ, right? I'm a golfer. Not the best, but I'm okay. Amen? And one day I'm going to be like Jim, our sound man. But I can play golf. But now, if there was some way I could supernaturally, miraculously get hold of a man called Jack Nicklaus, remember him? He's got 18 majors. Tiger's got 15. I don't care either of those two I'd have. But let's just imagine Jack Nicklaus right now, okay? And somehow I could supernaturally, miraculously, with scientists and doctors, get Jack in me. Right? I might have to stretch a bit taller. But if I could get him in me, right? Now, all of a sudden, instead of hitting 200 yards, I'm hitting 280 yards. Boom. I'm going straight. My chips are great. My putting's awesome. Woo! Look how good I am. No, it's not you. What's it? It's Jack in you. Do you get it? Well, you got Christ in you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Now you can do it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise hallelujah. Amen. So Christ is in me. Where am I spiritually? Ephesians 2. I did have it. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, has he quickened us together with Christ? By grace you are saved. Amplified says, verse 6. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So positionally speaking in the spiritual realm right now, I am sitting in Christ Jesus on the throne next to Jesus, God himself. Come on. So when I pray and I recognize where I am positionally, and not how bad I was yesterday conditionally, when I recognize where I am positionally, I pray from a place of victory rather than a place of defeat down here. Come on. That's why I said you're above only, you're not beneath. You're the head, you're not the tail. Satan is under your feet. You're not under his feet. So you pray from a position of authority in Christ Jesus. It's not me doing it, hitting the ball. It's Christ in me. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amplified Bible says this, even when we were dead, slain by our own shortcomings, my condition and my trespasses, my conditions, he made us alive together in fellowship and in union with Christ. He made us alive. He gave us the very life of Christ himself, the same new life with which he quickened him. For it is by grace, his favor and mercy, which you did not deserve. Your condition didn't determine where he was going to position you. Thank God, because if he had to look at me, Brother John, and you, and all of you, our condition, he would have said, phew, I want nothing to do with this lot. Wipe the dust off your feet and get out of Dodge. Am I right? If he looked at your condition, the reason why he came was because he saw your condition. He saw my condition. And he said, I've got to go down there and make children out of these. Yeah? Amen. Praise the Lord. So what? He says he quickened him, for it is by grace, his favor and mercy, which you did not deserve, that you are saved, delivered from judgment and made partakers of Christ's salvation. Thank God. Just thank God. I'm telling you. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 6, and he raised us up together with him and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Come on. There is no way you can lose. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Praise God. So if I'm in Christ, and Christ is in me, how do I benefit from that? Besides the fact that I've got to know where I am, instrument ratings, and I don't go according to the sickness, I go according to the word. I don't go according to not having the money, I go according to the word. I'm now flying by the instruments. It's foggy out there, and it's snowing out there, and there's lightning out there, and there's storms taking place out there. But I'm focused on the word of God, and I'm cutting through the storm like a hot butter through knife. I mean, like a hot knife through butter. Hey, I'll have a hot knife and you can throw the butter at me. Same difference. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to show you one more scripture and then I'm going to close. We're going to pick this up next week because by the time the new year comes, you've got to be stomping on some devils. You've got to be stomping on some defeat. You've got to be kicking that stuff out your household, out your family, out your children, out your grandchildren. You've got to take the authority now. It's not. It's time. It's enough. We've got to start understanding who we are in Christ Jesus. We can't be, well, I'm from Tradition Worship Center. No, but who are you? Well, I go to Family Christ Fellowship down the road. I don't care where you go. Who are you? I'm a child of the Most High God. Where are you? I'm seated together with Christ in heavenly places. Because I'm telling you, when the chips are down, I'm not going to be standing by your bedside at 2 o'clock in the morning. I better not be. Right? Telling you it's okay. You're above this problem. You're above the situation. Amen. Ladies, don't call me. It's okay to have a bit of a laugh. Okay, I'm finishing with this scripture, and then we're going to pick it up next week. So I want to benefit from what I'm talking about. So therefore, in Philemon 6, the A part, it says that the communication of your faith may become effectual. Remember, we want the vehicle to get us across the finish line, our faith. So he's saying your communication of your faith may become effectual or effective. You all get that, right? Yeah. You see that? He's saying that if you want it to be effective, how? Watch here. By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Read it again. Everybody read it with me. 1, 2, 3. By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. How do I become effective with my faith? I acknowledge all the good in me in Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's where it begins and ends, family. That is what it's all about. It's Christ in me. And I, in Christ, am seated in heavenly places. And Christ has the authority. And he gave that authority to you and me. Amen. And so, I want to read the whole thing together right now. That the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. I couldn't say it better. The Bible says it all. So if you want to get through the fog, if you want to get through the storm, if you want to get past the lightning, you've got to be like the man that Jesus spoke about in Matthew and in Luke. He spoke in two places, in Matthew and Luke. And he said, if you hear these sayings of mine and you do them, learn to fly by the instruments and you do them, I will liken you to a man that dug deep, built his house on the rock that he found. And when the storm came, the fog came, the lightning came, the wind blew and the waves beat upon the house, it stood solid, for it was founded on the rock. Who is the rock? Jesus Christ is a rock, right? He says, however, if you hear these sayings of mine and do them not. Now notice, both of them heard the sayings. That means they both had the faith. They both had faith because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So Jesus said, if you hear these sayings and you do them, or you hear them and you don't do them. The point is, they heard them. They both got faith. But faith without works, according to James 2:20, is dead. Amen. So if you hear it and you don't do it, he says, you will be like a man who built his house on the sand. And when you were going through that storm, you didn't have your instruments with you. He says the waves hit upon that house. The wind blew, the rain fell, the lightning struck, and the house crashed. And how great a crash was that house. You see, when you're instrument rated, you take the word of God over your feelings, your emotions. You start saying, I'm getting through this. Yea, though go through this valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear no evil because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, it compass me. You said you would never leave me. You would never forsake me. You said goodness and mercy would follow me all of the days of my life. You said I'm seated in heavenly places.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie in our beautiful Tradition Square